Thank you for calling OMAPS Health. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you this morning?
Hi, Tiffany. I'm calling back because last week I placed the order, and I signed up for the magazines and everything, too.
We don't have magazines. I want to inform you of that.
Well, it was something on there that I signed up for, and I think it was like, maybe text messages then from you guys when y'all get, you know, when y'all have something off on your product.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I ordered the Omex vitamin D3, high protein, and I sent in all my information and everything. I did it online, and I sent in all the information and everything, and it came back. Your order was accepted and everything. But they didn't give me an order number or nothing. So when I talked to someone, she said she didn't see my order. I said, but it was because I called my bank on my credit card, and they said the money was taken off to my credit card.
Did you order through? Did you order the products through omaxhealth.com?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What's the first and last name?
Prenata Bailey. That's P-R-E-N-A-T-A. And Bailey is the last name, B-A-I-L-E-Y.
And you said it never gave you an order number?
Never gave me an order number, anything. It just came back saying that the order was accepted, was successful, and that was it.
Okay, that's kind of strange because it will give out an order number. But let me just see what I can pull up for you.
I order from you guys all the time.
Okay. All right. And let's do this because it does ask for email address. Spell out your email address for me, please.
Okay. Now, they had the old email address, so I put in the old one, and then I gave them the new one. The new one was that I ordered up under is Prenata Bailey, my name, my first name and my last name, the number 6@gmail.com. Let me get the old one just in case. Because I did talk to someone, too, and she said, well, we have your old one here, too.
Six.
And I said, okay, my email was changed, you know, and I had got a different phone, you know, different phone number.
Okay, so I tried your, excuse me, so I tried your first and your last name with the number 6@gmail.com. That one does not pull up in our system. What now? I see one that you didn't use. Well, you didn't use quite a few of them. I see one that just has your first and last name at gmail.com. And then I see another one on here. It just has your last name, your first name, and then it has 07. Mm-hmm.
16@gmail.com. Now, that's the one that she says she has seen on there. So I gave her that one, and then I put in my new one when I placed my order.
Okay, let me just try the old one, see what pulls up. Nope, that one doesn't pull up, not even the new one. You said then I'm going to send this over to my supervisor to see if they can pull it up. Hold on for just a second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Okay, so it didn't give you an order ID in the email either? It sent an email over, like, with an order ID?
Yes, it didn't send it to me.
It didn't send you that either. Okay, that's what my supervisor is trying to see. But I gave her the email address you gave to me, which is your first, your last name, the number 6@gmail.com, and see if she can pull it up, okay?
Okay, because I wrote it down to all the information, and I don't know what I did with it. So I'm looking for that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And how much was you charged, ma'am?
I ordered 4 bottles, and I think it came to $104. And it was giving me, like, I think it was like 5% off, 20% off, or something like that. And every time I would try to put in the code, it would never show up. So I just didn't put the code in. I didn't know what to put in.
Okay. Okay, I'm just sending her that information over to you. She says she's going over it now for you, okay? She's trying to see.
Okay. And that button okay. that I put, it was for them to, like, you know, to email me when they have, like, 20% off, 50% off on some of their products. Because not only do I order that for you guys, I order the Omex, what is it, them gel things?
Is it the fish oils? Domat yes. Fish was an ultra pur. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, she's going to see if she can pull up anything for you. But yeah, it will do that, like, send you, like, when you do the subscription to be, like, automatically sent out to you on however you want it, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, it does send you, like, 20% emails over. Whenever they have, like, discounts, they'll send you that information over because that comes along with the subscription. But she's going to see what she can pull up for you. I gave her your information so she can see.
They have wanted me, like, it has, like, how often do you want it sent? And they had, like, I think it was 90 days, 3 months, or something like that. And I wanted to order, I think I told them every 6 months.
Mm-hmm, yep, they have that as well. Oh, I see why. My supervisor pulled up this account, and the reason why it did not accept that order is because you had a chargeback with us before, and with you having a chargeback with us, the order would not be processed. So the order, so you was never charged because with a chargeback, it would not even let you process that order.
No, because I just recently ordered this, and see, I gave him my credit card number, and I had just recently ordered some from y'all to, the vitamin D3, it was about maybe 3 months ago, and I got the order. It was about 3 or 4 months ago I got the order. Maybe, let me see, because I still might have the package
okay.
here.
Okay.
I usually shred it. I don't put my packages in the garbage. Let me see.
And you said you received something when? You said 3 months ago?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 months ago I ordered the vitamin D. So much vitamin D.
Let me see when that chargeback came on our account. Hold on for just a moment.
And I want to know how did that happen, because usually when I give her my credit card, everything is good. So I don't even know how she see that happen when they did take my order. And like I said, I had just ordered some for you guys. It had to be like between 3 or 4 months ago, maybe even sooner. Man, I usually have all my information down. My grandbaby was over here playing.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Now, I'm not for sure how you got the, well, it shows that you had to file a dispute on a charge that you had from us, and it caused you to have a chargeback. So whenever a customer gets a chargeback on that account, then it will automatically block you from placing orders. Now, I understand you said you got an order from us 3 months ago, but my supervisor said that the chargeback occurred a couple of years ago. Now, the system probably just didn't catch it in time. That's why you probably received the product from us 3 or 4 months ago, but it's not going to let you place it again because it's completely abandoned from our account.
Oh, so I can't place the order with you guys?
No, ma'am. Once a chargeback occurs on that account, then it's going to automatically charge. It's going to give you a chargeback. If you do a dispute, it's going to give you a chargeback. So it's going to ban you from placing orders from us. And then also it shows that it was like abusing the starter kit that's offered through you. So therefore, you won't be able to place it. But good thing is you can go through Amazon. Amazon has those exact same products as well. You can order through Amazon.
I know. But you know what? I'm trying to figure out when was this dispute made and stuff because it wasn't with the vitamin D, it was with the Omex, the fish oil. It was with that.
Oh, you did a dispute on that charge.
Yeah, yep. Because I never received it. But then when I did get it. It came late, so I let my bank know. So my bank had wound up putting the money back on my car, but then they took it off because I told them that I received it, and so they went on and took it off my car. And then I called them back, and I let them know that I received it. It was just real late when it came. You know, yeah, that's what the group was on, but it wasn't on the it was on the Omex 3 Ultra Pure
fish. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I see it. That was back in 2017 as well. Yep, I can see. I just pulled it up. But yeah.
As far as with the vitamins, I never did a dispute towards that. Never.
Yeah, but even if you did a dispute, I understand you only did a dispute on the OMS 3 Ultra Pure, but it still caused you to have a chargeback, and it still made it to where you're not able to place any orders with us anymore. So you would have to place that order through Amazon.
Okay, I don't like to go through Amazon, but
I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, you're more than welcome.
Wait a minute, but this order that I placed with you guys, you said disputed, but my bank card saying that it was the cash was taken off. Yes, I just talked to them because I told them, I said, well, I want to dispute this because I didn't get, like when I placed the order, I didn't get an order number or anything from them, so I don't really think anything's coming. And so they said, well, I had to call back, which I just let them know, you know, that this is a fraud thing.
And okay, so, yes, ma'am.
Yes, so the cash was taken off my card.
Do you mind giving me the last four numbers of the card that was charged, Ms. Bailey?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
8758.
Okay, hold on. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and you placed the order last week, so that would have been on, because I remember talking to you last week, so that was on the 8th, correct?
Yes.
Which would have been Tuesday. Okay, thank you. Okay, so I'm looking, and my supervisor looked as well. We don't see where we billed you anything on that card. So you're going to have to contact your bank back, or get your financial institution back again, because we did not charge that card to end in 8758.
Okay. Well, I'm getting ready to call them back now because they
yes,
did.
Ma'am.
I just talked to them just a minute ago, and they said, yeah, the charge was still pending. And I'm like, okay. So, thank you, and I appreciate your help, and I'm going to call them back and let them know what's going on.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome, Ms. Bailey, and thank you again for calling OMAX Health, and as a small business, we do sincerely appreciate your business. You have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.